So it is that time of year again. Kids are back to school next week. Some Tuesday, some Wednesday, whatever it may be. But always an exciting time, and I imagine busy for you over at Stao.
It is. It's exciting and busy. You're right. It's sort of, you forget from year on year just how much preparation sometimes goes into ensuring that, for us anyway, over 30,000 students are allocated to school buses and safely and efficiently as possible, and that bus drivers are feeling ready and confident to hit the ground running. So it's really awesome to have an opportunity to check in with you and make sure that families feel ready and that motorists are aware that they're going to be sharing the road with little people and big yellow buses. And we always appreciate the support of the community in making sure that our little humans arrive safely to their learning destinations.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the bus driver aspect. I mean, it's a conversation it seems like we've been having for like 5 or 6 years at least. You know, there's always seems to be a shortage. Is that a case again this year?
You're right, Grant. It's absolutely an ongoing, I think shortage is fair. We're definitely constrained here at Stao as well. We're very fortunate in that we are moving into September with every bus route covered, meaning we've got drivers and seats for all of our routes and runs. Where we find ourselves mostly constrained is in the area where we don't have a huge backup spare pool. So what happens is sometimes if a driver has to be away, or if a driver is sick, or there's an unforeseen absence, it can be a bit more difficult to cover that run in under those circumstances. So I think it's fair to say that while we're still constrained, we are checking in regularly with our bus operator group, our wonderful group of bus companies and amazing drivers. And we are happy to say that we have drivers in every seat of every school bus, and that we'll continue to work hard to mitigate cancellations to the extent possible.
Why do you think it is, though, when it comes to like finding backups or, as you said, like additional staff? Why do you think it has been a challenge over the last few years?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great question, and definitely one we've spent some time thinking about, because of course, when you're faced with a shortage, right, the most important thing is really to sit down and spend some time and think about why. And I think certainly one of those reasons, I mean, there are larger reasons and implications as relates to sort of shortages in the labor market at large, which are impacting in many areas of service. But certainly as I think relates to this job is it's demanding, right? It is a demanding job, the role of bus driver, and increasingly demanding, I would say. But what we hear from those who are suited to it, and when it's a good fit for somebody, it's extremely rewarding as well. So I think, like anything, it's about finding the right people to get into the seat behind the school vehicle. And once you do, you really find an amazingly loyal, hardworking, dedicated group of people. I think it's a lot about finding the right fit. And there are, you know, certainly logistical considerations as well, and that there's time required to, you know, sort of do check all the boxes that are required, because drivers, you know, have to go through a process of scrutiny where there are medicals and there are vulnerable sector screenings. And all of that is, of course, with an eye to safety and ensuring that, you know, the right people are behind the wheel. But it definitely does constrain the labor pool to some degree, as important as it is.
You bring up a good point with the vulnerable sector checks, because I remember the OPP mentioned the wait times for those now are like up to 3 months. So, you know, for a new hire, that's a real obstacle when one is required. And obviously, as a school bus driver, that'd be a position. Has that been a barrier this summer as it comes to recruiting for new hires?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would say absolutely it has, for sure. I mean, it's one of those things where if you're somebody sort of engaged in the process of entering into a field, and there's quite a bit of training associated with, you know, becoming a school bus driver, obviously as relates to, you know, managing the vehicle. But then beyond that, there's training as relates to student management. And it's a fairly lengthy screening process. although well supported by bus companies a very engaging process. But when that process is sort of further held up just by waiting for logistics, sometimes it's just not possible for people to wait that long before entering into a job. We all have demands, economic demands and family demands that sometimes require us to move into something a little bit quicker. So all of those processes certainly do impact on the availability and the ability to people to for people to wait things out. So we have advocated, and certainly the bus companies themselves strongly advocate to the extent possible to expedite that process wherever they can. But of course, when it comes to something like vulnerable sector screening and our most vulnerable and precious cargo, we it's really important to make sure all those boxes are checked before we get people behind the wheel.
And you mentioned earlier when you are a bus driver, you find somebody who's dedicated and hardworking. What other qualities would you associate with somebody who would be a well fit to be a bus driver?
Oh, I love that question. I've met so many bus drivers, and there's such a diversity of humans, which is kind of a lovely thing. You definitely have people from all walks of life who find the job itself a good fit. And as challenging as it is, there's some really good perks and cool opportunities associated with driving a bus, beyond creating in some cases lifelong relationships with students and families and additional flexibilities related to the type of work. But I think probably like the unifying factor that I find in the folks that I talk to is really a passion to be of service. And we often talk about the bus driver as sort of the bookend to a student's day. And in many cases, in some cases, other than what may be happening within the family, the bus driver really is the first adult interaction that a student has in the morning and the last adult interaction that they have at the end of the school day before, re-entering into the home environment. So I think drivers who are really engaged understand that absolutely they're fulfilling a logistical need in terms of providing transportation. But I think the ones who are truly a good fit and a long-term loyal, person of service are the ones who realize that they actually play and can play a pretty impactful role in the life of our students, families, and communities. And it actually is quite a beautiful thing.
Now, before I let you go, is there anything else you feel like we should mention that we didn't touch on?
Just to remind families that we are, STIO continues to work through the weekends. So we're trying to get as many people their busing information as we possibly can. Our website remains accessible to folks who want to access their pickup and drop-off information through the weekend at stio.ca, and that information is available through the parent portal. And just a reminder to motorists who, we all get used to our summer driving habits over the months of July and August, and that as you enter back onto the roads next week, leave yourselves a little bit of extra time in the morning to allow for buses that will be stopping and kids who will be on foot and on bicycles and excited and confused and probably a little bit sleepy on their way to school, and that they will certainly appreciate an extra level of safety, engagement, and consideration from all of us, I'm sure.
Excellent. Janet, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate this.
I really appreciate the opportunity as always, Grant. Thank you so much.
Have a good long weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye.